Well, it is a platform set up by ordinary Ugandans of all walks of life, you know, people from the political class, members of parliament, other political leaders, there are people from the civil society, religious people, you know, workers, students. The main purpose of the platform is to protest some actions of government that are causing problems in our community. Presently, there is a runoff inflation in the country that was triggered off by the opulent spending of public money in the last elections to buy votes and things like that. The abuse of public resources, like now, $3 billion has been lined up to be spent to swear in the president, who has just rigged the elections anyway. During the campaigns, $1.5 trillion, that's about $750 million, was spent without authority of parliament to buy fighter aeroplanes that our country really could not make a priority in the face of starving people, without medicine in the hospitals, without where to sleep, and so on and so forth. So this pressure group, if you call it that, is intended to indeed exert pressure in every direction to make sure that there are reforms that can address this kind of crisis.
So you don't buy the government's argument as articulated by the government spokesman, Mrs. Kabakumba, that who blames this high inflation on factors in the international system?
Of course, that's nonsense. We are very keenly aware that the price of petroleum products has gone up recently due to some of the problems taking place in the Middle East. But on every liter of fuel, we pay 850 shillings. The price of a liter of fuel is now 3,500. 850 is tax. The margins that are left to the oil companies are also hefty. This is why, even today, you find that the cost of fuel is higher in Uganda than Rwanda, Burundi, who even incur greater transport costs to take their fuel through Uganda to those countries. So the question, there is no doubt that there is high taxation, and it is the taxes of these people which is drained from the society that is then abused through corruption, through misuse, and things like that.
Among the activities your pressure group intends to do is walk to work. Does it also include mass protests to protest these activities going on?
Not at all. The activity we intend to participate in, that I at least intend to participate in tomorrow, is already to walk rather than drive to work. And that is indeed to express our solidarity with the very many people who are already walking because they cannot afford transport. And indeed, because they cannot even, beyond that, afford even other basic needs of life.
But you're aware also that the Inspector General of Police has cautioned your pressure group that should you walk, they will stop your walking. Are you prepared for the consequences?
Well, which is the most ridiculous thing that can come out of the mouth of a policeman, to say that citizens that pay him his salary don't have the right to walk, to go and work to generate the money that pays him. It's the most ridiculous thing, because he can't determine the means of the mode of transport of our citizens.
So tomorrow you'll walk to work?
Without doubt.